Welcome back to Workshop Week. This is day three of the Content by Design Workshop Week. And what we're doing here together over the course of 5 days is starting to find the little pieces of your message that live within your human design so that you don't have to follow the formulas and the templates and the gurus and the experts and everyone telling you how to create your content so that your head feels like it's spinning all the time and you feel like you're speaking into the void. What we are doing here instead is going into the intricacies of you. What makes you, you? How do your people need to hear your message? Who are your people? All of those things are things that we are covering in this workshop week.
Welcome to Unjaded. I'm your host, Vicki Dixon. This is a podcast with a human design spin on building the life, the relationships, and the business that you were made for. Let's dive in.
So first things first, what you're going to want to do is obviously you're going to want to have your human design chart. If you don't yet have that, if you're new to the world of human design, you can head on over to the website. It's vickidixon.com. It's linked in the show notes for you so that you can grab your human design chart there. Just pause this episode if you haven't done that yet and make sure that you have your human design chart handy because we're going to be covering profile today and that will be listed on your chart. It's a number that you're going to want to have close at hand as you go through this episode. The other thing is to take the time, maybe later on. I know that you're probably on the go right now. You know, you're walking or driving, fitting in all of the things that you need to fit in a day. So when you have the space, go to the link in the show notes and download the workbook. You're going to get the most out of this week if you actually do the exercises as we go along. So you're going to take your human design chart and your workbook, and you're going to look into your own business and your own message and actually start to craft content that converts. So yesterday we talked about type and strategy and how to actually use that to create content. I'm hoping that you went through the exercise where you got to see, hey, what does this look like for me? What does this look like to respond as a generator? What does this look like to inform as a manifester? And on it goes. So your human design profile is the thing that we're going to be looking at today. And in my opinion, that is something that really is overlooked in the human design space. People look at it, you know, they say, I'm a 2-4, I'm a 1-3, I'm a 4-6, whatever, but they're not really using it in their life. So what I want you to take away from this episode is that your human design profile is the role that you play in the movie of your life. If your life were a movie, your incarnation cross, your top four gates on your chart are your plot line. This is who you're here to be in this life. This is your brand. This is what keeps you grounded. This is your deepest wounding, all of that stuff lives in those top four gates. And then your profile is the role that you play. So think about, as we go through this episode, the content that you're putting out now. Think about the services that you offer in your business. Think about the offers that you've created. Like maybe you offer human design readings. Maybe you offer coaching packages. Maybe you offer programs and courses. Look at all of the things in your business and see, does this match the role that I play? Or rather, am I delivering this offer in a way that matches the role that I'm here to play in people's lives? I'm going to make a bold statement here that 9 times out of 10, people are not doing this. We shy away from that because it's one of the most conditioned places for us, right? I mean, I'm a 2-4 profile. You think of all of the times in my life that I have been told that there's something wrong with me because I don't know what I'm good at. Or, you know, if you walk through your life as a second line profile, not understanding your gifts, and you're raised in a culture where you're supposed to downplay your gifts and you're not supposed to be too big for your britches and all of those things, how do you ever stand in that second line profile? How do you stand in your genius? If you're a 3-5 profile, God help you, my favorite people on the planet are 3-5s. If you're a 3-5 person, you have so much conditioning around how unhinged you are. Like, you are here to, you know, look at a hole in the ground and go down the hole and find out what's in there, and go down the next hole and find out what's in there, and go down the next hole and find out what's in there, over and over and over again. And you're going to end up with mud on your face all the freaking time. You have to learn by mistakes. And that's the role that you have to play for your people in your content, in your business, wherever you show up in life. Now, you tell me that that's not an uncomfortable place to be, where you have to show up as the person who says, look it, I did it all wrong. And here's what I learned to teach you. Not super popular, not super intuitive to do it that way, right? It's, well, maybe it was intuitive when you were younger. Maybe you know, we're okay showing up like that, but so many people have told you that you're wrong for being the actual person that you're here to be. Okay. So that's what we are going to unpack in this episode. We're going to go through the 6 profile lines. So the profile lines are the numbers after the decimal point on your chart. So on the right-hand side and the left-hand side of your chart, you see numbers and they're all like a number, decimal, number, number, decimal, number, number, decimal, number. So we're looking at the number after the decimal point, and that is going to be a number between 1 and 6. So what I'm going to do here with you is that I'm going to cover those 6, we call them lines. I'm going to cover those 6 lines. Now, your profile on your chart will be a combination of 2 of these numbers. In the Content by Design course, we go into all 12 profiles because together the 6 turn into 12. So we go deep into how the numbers go together, but I can't do that on one podcast episode, right? You will get enough to get you started here. I promise you. That's my goal for you. So, first line profile. So one line profiles are all about the research. In traditional human design language, they're called the investigators. So your job as a one line profile, as a first line profile, is to go down the rabbit hole. Every freaking rabbit hole that there is. My husband is a 1-3 profile. Oh my gosh. You never saw somebody go down so many rabbit holes in all your life. And his favorite saying is, well, what my research shows me is, and I look at him and I'm like, seriously, I have one line in my entire human design. It is not something that comes naturally to me. He is a curious George, if ever there was one. That's the one line. The first line is all about getting super, super curious, doing your research, getting to the bottom of things so that, and every profile line has a so that. So that's what I want you to hear, okay? So that, so that, so that. That's a writing trick, by the way, that we cover in Content by Design. Not a trick, it's actually a thing. People want to know, why am I doing what I'm doing? So for a one line, you are gathering all of this research, gathering all this data, all of this information that would drown someone else, so that you can bring it to your tribe, so that you can bring it to your followers, so that you can bring it to the people on your email list. They need you to stand in that, hey, I'm an information geek and here's why. Here's what I can share with you. Here's what I've learned. That's what they want from you, okay? That's the role that you need to play in their life. Second lines, this is my conscious profile line. Conscious means it's on the right side of my chart. On the right side of your chart is your conscious side. So second line profiles, it is really hard sometimes for you to understand how easy it can be for you. And we have great resistance in our society to ease, especially in business. So second lines have a natural genius. If you are a second line profile, there is something that you are so good at, probably some things that you are so good at that you can't even see. You cannot see your gifts. And we say that they need to be recognized in you or called out in you. And sometimes we equate that with an ego trip in our society, right? People think that, oh my gosh, recognition means that I'm like, I need to be stroked. I'm like, I'm too much into my ego. Like your ego is not a bad thing, but that's this topic for another episode. Your ego is always there to keep you safe. But that's not what this recognition piece is for second lines. It's that you literally cannot see your own gifts. You are so talented with some innate genius. I'm a second line profile, like I said, and some of my most challenging clients, I love them and it's absolutely beautiful, but the challenge for them is in seeing their genius and in actually creating content and offers where they use their genius because they don't see it as genius. They don't see it, you know, it'll never fail. I'll be working with them for, you know, 6 or 8 weeks or something. And then all of a sudden they'll message me and say, oh my God, I got called out on this 3 times. Is that what you mean by that? It's like, yes, they are giving you breadcrumbs that show you this is the thing that you're good at. So for the second line profile in your content, it really is about what's alive in you right now. What are you naturally drawn to right now? What are you feeling like so zhuzhed up about in your body that you could just talk about it forever and ever? And it's not, this is a mistake that I see a lot of second lines making, especially those familiar with human design, is that they may go out and say, like, this comes so naturally to me, blah, 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 blah. It's like, people don't want to hear that something is easy for you. Trust me, there's a different way that you can guide them from that second line profile. And part of that is sharing what's alive for you right now. Where is your genius taking you right now? That's what we want to hear. Third line profiles. Third line profiles, as I've already mentioned, are some of my favorite people. Oh my gosh. Third lines. Oh, and you have so much conditioning as a third line profile. The shame is real. Oh my gosh, the shame is real around making all of the mistakes. You are the ultimate experiential learner. And that isn't always easy because you walk around with egg on your face half the time and you feel like you're failing. You're the person who's making too many mistakes. I'm putting that in air quotes, too many mistakes. You know, you're the one that maybe your parents said, oh my God, do you have to do everything the hard way? The short answer to that, my friend, is yes. Yes, you do have to do everything the hard way. You are going to make so many mistakes in life that it's not even funny. And mistakes is in air quotes because that's how you learn. So that, here's the so that again, okay? So that you show other people what you learned so that you know through experience how they can do it differently. That is the gift of a third line profile. And, you know, there are some people that I watch do this so freaking well in their business. And I look into their content and I'm like, oh my God, that's a third line profile that's on purpose. It is magical when you let people see the yuck. And I don't mean the yuck in the unhealed trauma and things like that. I mean like the shit that happens to you every day or every time you go to do something in your business and everything falls apart and you're like, ah, or trying 16 different things in your business before you find the thing that works. That's the gold for you as a third line profile. Don't shy away from it. Don't let people shame you for it, okay? So fourth line profiles, this is my unconscious profile. So on the left side of your chart is your unconscious side, subconscious, what lives in your body. So fourth line profiles are all about community networking. They're called the opportunist in traditional human design language. I always look at fourth line profiles as your opportunities are most often going to come from within your existing network. And you build networks and communities very, very easily. It is so ingrained in you, you probably don't even see that you do this. I mean, sometimes people do, but a lot of times clients that I work with, you know, I have a 4-6 client and I'm always saying to her, well, that's your fourth line. That's your fourth line. And it's like, now she sees it because she's like, oh my God, I do that, don't I? Oh my God. Like everything is a connection call. Everything is a connection call in her world. And it's like, that's not natural for all of us, but for a fourth line, it's very natural. So as a fourth line profile, you'll build foundations. So you can speak to that in your content that you are very foundational. Like you move from foundation to foundation to foundation, and that's okay. So what kind of foundations are you building in your business? What kind of foundations do you help your clients build? And also, people are going to clamor to you for the community factor. You have a unique role to play in building community for your people. So don't shy away from that. I worked with another, actually she's a 4-6 too, not 4-6 too, she's a 4-6 as well. I worked with her and in her initial, she was in the Content by Design program, and I have a pay in full bonus where you get a full reading with me. And in her reading, we focused almost entirely on the fact that she is a fourth line profile and she was hiding from her community. She was feeling like she couldn't show up for her community, so her business wasn't growing. So if you're a fourth line profile, it is all about your connections, your community, your opportunities, your network. Fifth line profiles. Fifth line profiles are so fun, but they don't always feel like they're having fun. Fifth line profiles are the true visionary leaders, and you feel like a square peg in a round hole. Over and over and over again. That is the feeling you're going to have in your life. You're a karmic mirror, right? You show people things that they could/should be doing differently. You see things that other people don't see in a way that other people don't see them. I think that the best thing for a fifth line profile to do is to tell it like it is and not care where the chips fall. But you have been super duper duper conditioned to keep yourself small and to not, okay, so the traditional languaging is heretic. When you think of what comes to mind when you think of that heretic, right? So you've been conditioned against standing in that, like that really different way of looking at things and communicating things and seeing how things could/should be done. That is your gift. You are a karmic mirror and it's not always going to be popular. I guess that's the way to say it. Like as a fifth line profile in your content, you're not here to win a popularity contest. You're here to stand very uniquely in the position that you hold and let the chips fall where they may. So once you can get comfortable in that, you'll be amazed at how much you draw people in through your content. The right people who you're actually here to serve instead of the people who need you to be in the box, who need you to be soft and gentle and not speaking what you actually know to be true. They're not the people that you want in your business anyway, right? Six line profiles. So six line profiles go through three phases in life. The first 30 years of your life, you are basically a third line profile. So you run fast and break things. You go down every hole to see what's in there and get come out covered in mud to tell everybody else about it. You learn through your experience. You've probably got a lot of shame around that. The second phase of your life, from the time you're 30 to 50, is where you integrate your life lessons. You may have heard the term on the roof in human design. And that can be a really uncomfortable time for a six line profile. When I work with six line profiles who are between 30 and 50, we had two of them in the Content by Design course last round. When I work with people who are in that middle phase, they're not usually very comfortable. That's often the place in your life, the phase of your life, where there's a lot of discomfort. There's a lot of personal growth happening so that, there's that phrase again, so that you can step into the next phase. And the next phase for you is from 50 upwards, you're a role model. So think about which phase you're in as a six line profile. If you're under 30, you're going to be in your content talking about and putting the spin on things through your life experience. In that middle phase, you're probably going to be showing people what it feels like to integrate those lessons, talking about some of the lessons that you're integrating, spinning it towards your people and how they can learn from you. And then when you're over 50, you're going to be really stepping into that role model phase. So think about a role model in your life and what makes them a role model. How do they show up? How do they speak? How do they portray life as it is? How do they show you through example? How do they lead by example? To me, that's what a role model is. It's not so much that you are like preaching and teaching, you're more leading by example as a role model. So that is the six line profile. So in today's section of the workbook, I ask you some questions. I'd love for you to write out the meanings and the role you would stand in as both of your profile lines. So if you're 1-3, you're going to put both those together. If you're 3-5, you're going to put both those together. If you're a 3-6, you're going to put both of those lines together. Then look at your services, your content, and your messaging and audit them. Like, am I really delivering this from who I am? Because your profile is who you are. Notice how you stand in the role for your people and notice how you shy away from it. Notice as you go through the next week, month, years, the rest of your life in business, notice every time that you feel that like, I just didn't stand in my power there. Because lots of times it's that you're not standing in who you are here to be, the role that you are here to play in the movie of your life. And then what needs to change? I do take you through an exercise in the workbook as well, where you're going to create one piece of content or redo one piece of content that you have done using your profile. How would you change that using your profile? So again, the link for the workbook is in the show notes for you. And you can go in there and download that workbook and then you'll be able to follow along all week, because it's really easy to miss stuff when you're listening on the go. So you probably are going to want to listen to this episode again with your chart, your workbook, and just some space around you where you can redo a piece of content. So I will see you back here, same time, same place, for day 4 of the Content by Design Workshop Week.